God, what did they mean that?
Hilarious.
Of course, you have your minutes to review. We also presented you with a letter that we received from a citizen for you to read and review. I also have for you this morning, after we review the minutes, we have an individual that has requested he did not file this in time. So I have those to present to you this morning after you do your minutes.
Okay. One thing, this letter that's from Mr. Wallace, the materials on which we based that decision were taken out, of course, and put in another thing. Can we get them back before we discuss that? In other words, this 05...
The big brown folders, but I don't think that we need to discuss it. I don't think that there's anything there to discuss. He's just written a letter, and he has the right to appeal to the state tax and take that information to the state tax commission. In my opinion, we don't need to reopen it.
I would agree with you.
Okay.
But since it was addressed to you, I felt everybody should get that.
Mm-hmm.
Just for your...
I am sorry it feels that way. I do not like being called rude and curt and everything, but if that's the opinion that he has, that's his opinion.
Can everybody get the minutes on Friday?
Hmm?
You mean by email?
Well, all right.
I just got them this morning here, but... And I'm... With a couple of little questions, I think it's probably my fault. Find it here. And I think from looking at the assessed value, I just got my notes changed on the same owner. I had 139 and 189, and they're just reversed, but I can see that that's my mistake. Never mind. And then on BOE number 70066, about halfway back through the packet.
6-6.
And I don't know why, but I seem to remember that there was an odd number I had on my notes that we lowered the value to 240,081, and the minutes say 240,000. And I can't remember without those sheets in here, but it seems like that 081 was what it was before, and anybody have notes on that?
Which one?
I mean, not that it's a big difference. It's not a big deal.
No, I've got the same thing. 240,081.
Okay, I can't hear you, Dave. And
240,081
was the amount we lowered it to.
When the assessor does their calculations in their computer, it's not just a straight plugging in a number. They have to adjust things up and down to bring it as close as they can to that number.
I mean, I wondered at the time, to be honest with you, why we're going to such an odd number rather than
your minutes.
An even thing.
Oh, I'll go pull the minutes and just be sure.
Your minutes say 240,000, and
right.
At least two of us here agree it was 240,081, which is not a, not a going to wreck the county either way, but I just, I'm just correcting the minutes.
Okay, good.
I would really rather see it 240.
I don't remember why we did that, but I remember it being an odd number for some reason.
I wrote down the same thing.
You remember that, James?
No, I don't. Yeah, I do. I thought it was unusual at the time, but I mean, it's. I thought it was probably one of those plug-in factors.
Was it something where Jim did the CPI on it? Because if he did, that would have been a calculation where it would have been.
But everything else, I think it's okay from my standpoint.
Is there a motion to accept the minutes?
There's one little one here on 70040. It's got D. Strophis. I don't know if that's supposed to be Strahan or J.
Okay, 70040?
Pretty minor, but yeah, 70040.
Third page.
Okay.
Did I vote twice on it?
I don't remember. Who did what?
Okay, so we need to check the, who voted or how it was voted?
Yeah, whether it was Jim or Danny.
Well, who moved to lower it?
Who moved, I should say, yeah.
It's probably just supposed to be Jay.
I imagine. Yeah, I'll move to accept them.
Is there a second?
Well, we wanted to hear on this deal first.
Hi, did you hear Cindy?
No.
Our notes, both Cindy's notes and my notes have $240,000. If you want us to, we can go back and check the recording.
Well, I don't think it's a big thing either way, but I just, according to my notes and...
I think to make it clarified, it's a small thing, but I think to make it clarified, we need to go ahead and do it. I think it needs to be one way or the other, just to...
I'd check the recording and
Whatever the recording says.
Whatever the recording says, I would insert in there, and then that would be approved at that amount.
Yeah.
I mean, the minute's approved other than that, and that would be changed.
Is there a second to that?
Yeah, so that's satisfactory with me.
So Dave Oliphant's making that motion. That they're okay, except for checking the recording and also checking who made the motion on 07-004.
Hello?
Yeah.
Dave, wouldn't just the recording of the amount be the special treatment? I mean, we just want it to be...
Just, I mean, they can change it
without our... Yeah, they can change it without any of our motions, input, or anything. Just whatever that amount was on the recording. That's a matter of record.
Do we have a second? Do we have a second on the minutes?
You seconded the minutes?
On the changed minutes?
I made the motion.
Well, I thought Chuck made the motion.
Well, I made the motion, though, with the changes.
Okay.
Did you second the motion for the minutes?
I will.
Thank you.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. 4-0, 1 absent. Okay, this first one here is for Coles. 492.
I received a phone call from Arthur Merzinski. He's a tax agent for Residence Inn, and he wanted to know if he could be heard by the DOE. When I asked him what his reason was for not getting the application in on time, he said he did not get his financial statements until that Tuesday. And when he got the financial statements, he realized that they needed to come before BOE. So again, that's Residence Inn.
This is for Residence Inn?
Yes.
You got this when?
7/16.
When did we meet last?
16.
So we got the same day that we met last?
Mm-hmm. Yep, the call came in at, the second time it came in at 2:15. They called twice, 10 in the morning and then again at 2:15 in the afternoon. So I returned his call and this was...
No, you've kind of lost me just a second here. You're saying that he did not have an appointment, but he called in...
It never appealed.
He did not have an application.
He did not appeal. So.
He did not appeal. And he said, could he appeal? I said, of course, I'll take it before the board. And I said, what is your reason for not having the appeal in on time? And I asked him if he knew the deadline. He said, yes. And he said his reason was he did not get his financial reports on the Residence Inn until after the deadline. So he did not know that he needed to come. So I said all I could do was present it to you and then you would make the determination of whether or not to hear.
I think this board made a motion, though, earlier to accept one case and not to hear any more. I think that was made the motion.
That was me, yep. And this
that
isn't...
That one got tabled, and then the second motion, I don't think, said last one. So I still have to bring it to you and get a decision of the board. I don't want it. It shouldn't be my responsibility.
But this, as I remember, we voted on a total of four. That sound right?
I think so.
All together?
Yeah.
And this sounds like one of those four, but it's a different one.
No, it's a different one.
Okay. Well, I did what you said. I don't know if you got the motion or whatnot.
Well, the first motion they check, it did have that in there. And then there was a motion to table to check whether or not we had to continue to have it. And then there was another motion made after that. And that motion didn't say that it was the last, that you wouldn't hear anymore.
This is an attorney or just a representative?
This is a tax agent. That's how he described himself.
And he's representing just one motel?
Residence Inn. It's under Archon Group.
I make a motion to deny the hearing of the appeal. We're a month into the date.
Can you tell us what his appeal is? I mean, value or... assume it's value, of course, but how?
It says the proposed assessment is $1,137,874, which reflects the proposed 2009 market value of $3,555,854. I'll just be honest with you, this is a little above me on understanding what this document says.
Is he wanting to use the income approach? Is that what he's wanting to do? And he didn't have his financials back, so he wasn't ready to come. Not only was he not ready to come, he didn't know whether he wanted to come or not until after the 13th, and now he wants to appeal. That's the facts.
And we've had enough trouble with these income approaches that I think that if we deny it, wouldn't it go on to the state?
No, it wouldn't, because he didn't appeal here.
Okay.
He wouldn't have exhausted his administrative remedies, and he probably won't have an appeal.
This is a little bit different, too, because the other ones we have back was all the low-income housing, wasn't it? In other words, we haven't got any others set back. It's just a money-making business.
I'm not sure exactly what...
I mean, I want to know, was this a category this could be dumped in where we're going to have to look at all these at the same time anyway? Or not? I don't think it is.
No, it's a motel. I think I've heard a couple of motels. But.
And what would be the guidelines for extending the deadline? I mean, basically what you'd be saying is whatever reason you want, if you didn't get your stuff ordered in time, you can still come in.
I'm going to second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. 4-0, 1 absent. May I ask one question before you make the call? I'm confused on this Branson Hills. The shops.
Branson
is that
shops
called?
Schools.
The shops are the one on, I thought on the...
Well, it says Branson Shops Schools, LLC.
I guess Branson Hills, okay, that's where it is, okay.
Okay. This is a question of the board. We did have in this letter that he didn't know who he was talking to. Do you want me to tell him who the board members are when I get him on the phone? No?
I wouldn't think so.
Who's this one?
I mean, he can get a list of the board members if that's what he wants.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just asking because of the letter.
Which letter are you talking about?
The other gentleman.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I have 7 copies of this one thing in here. I wonder if they were meant to go to the others.
Cindy, could you come look at this?
done copies of that in mine.
Let's look through the paperwork.
So it goes behind the coals or?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Richard Cummings.
Right behind the authorization.
He is traveling. He is out of town. And I am going to handle the hearings in his place.
And what was your name, sir?
Jay Mason.
I'm sorry?
Jay Mason. J-A-Y-M-A-S-O-N.
Jay Mason. Thank you, sir.
Rich sent a letter to Donna Neely on July 15th stating that I would be handling the hearings.
Okay.
And he would be out in California having fun.
Okay. So I just want to let you know that you are being recorded. This is live on the internet. And Bob Rose is our chairperson. And, sir, we're showing that you believe the market value of your property is $3,600,000. And we're showing it's assessed at $1,465,890.
This is the Coles property?
Yes, sir. And I apologize, I just give you the assessed, the appraised value is $4,580,909.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Mr. Rose, we'll leave the meeting.
Okay, just so that you know, too, that was Donna Neely you were talking to, that you sent the letter to. Now, you're asking for a reduction of about $1 million?
Yes.
I think he's saying...
Based on construction costs.
The property is owned by Branson, is what you're claiming, correct? So that you should only have to pay the cost of constructing the building.
Well, that's something that's pretty much in your hands. We were told, actually what we're appealing is the improvement value. I mean, the land value is something that is what it is, and we have no problem with it. If it's taxable, well, you know, of course we pay the taxes. If not, but that's not a point of contest. The point of contest is the improvement value. The assessor's improvement value is $3,922,283. And the information that we received from the Coles real estate people is their cost of construction is $2,968,450.48. So, it was brought to our attention that, yes, the city does own the land, and whether or not it's taxable, that's up to the city fathers.
James, did you use a particular formula, or what did you use to arrive at this $3,922?
We just used a square foot cost, as we do of every building. The only question I have on this is, I know you've used your actual cost, which I'm sure was probably a value put to those cost materials back in 2005. But I don't believe the expression of that cost as of January 2009 with steel and what your actual building is made out of would be anywhere close to the actual cost of building that building as of January.
Well, I know that this cost falls within the range of all the Kohl's stores that we work nationwide, and they range from anywhere from $40 to about $52 a square foot, and the only variance on that is labor charges.
We just got $41 a square foot against the building.
I show it as $57.
Are you looking at the assessor's PRC?
Yes, I am.
We're showing $41.04 on the top line of the actual store.
I have $3,922.
a drop down into
the spring, and it's divided by $68,610 is $57.17 per square foot is what I show.
Yeah, but if you look down in the assessor's valuation, you'll see that that's the number you used is including asphalt, light poles, actually another little section of store there. So, I mean, it's not the actual construction of the building on line one of the assessor's valuation is $41.04.
That does show the same, you're agreeing on the base area down to the foot.
Well, I understand that, but the construction cost that we are provided by the accounting department at Kohl's includes everything. It's just not the building. That includes everything.
Well, so you're arguing with this board. This is James Strahan again. You're arguing with this.
I'm familiar with you.
Yeah, are you arguing with this board that the price of steel and construction materials, the cost to build that building, is worth that no different than it was in 2005 with all this economic problem?
Oh, I'm sure that, well, the date on this application for payment form is 10/30/07. So what date do you want to apply to the actual cost of the construction? I'm sure it went up somewhat just due to inflation. But then on the other hand, if we want to look at all the numbers, I think we need to also look at the performance of the store, which, you know, if we're going to talk about physical appreciation, or the construction appreciation cost, and we need to look at the economic obsolescence of the property, that it only does $124 per square foot, which is 71% of plan, and is tied for last place with for all the 23 stores and coal stores in Missouri for sales per square foot. And the store it's tied with is in Jefferson City. And so that's, just throwing that in addition to the construction costs. But yes, I would say if you built it today, it would be our construction times inflation, our consumer index, whatever you wish to use.
Chuck Pendle, on the application for payment of the $2,868,000, does that include asphalt and light poles and things that James mentioned?
That's the whole package, yes.
And then below that, James helped me, there's 2008 figures. Is there a second building built later? So,
Maurice's is built on the same property.
So this application for payment does not include Maurice's since it was done in 2008. Is that correct?
Is that on our tax parcel?
I'm getting a yes from Kenny over here. Yes.
The costs I'm looking at are for the Kohl's property only.
Okay. So Maurice is a different project, different parcel.
It does not state that Maurice's is included in this.
But that's what y'all were saying, Kenny? What you understand?
Far as I can tell from the field, that's what it is.
Is Maurice's included in this in the base? Area of 68,610 square feet?
No.
No, it's an addition.
But out in the right-hand column under appraised value.
I don't have that. I just have the summary. I do not have your entire record card. I apologize for that.
Let me figure 3542895 plus 66924 plus 17155 plus 4363 plus 4363. That's 3,000,006, and then 228215 39865 14576 1745 and 2182 3,000,000.
Hang on, Jay. We're all working our calculators here.
I'm at a loss on that.
Sir, do you have a fax machine handy to you?
I do.
How about a number and we'll fax this to you?
According to
314-692-4222.
According to the appraiser's sheet that I'm looking at under a total of appraised value for all different areas of construction there, it does include the Maurice's in that $3,922,000.
Do we have a breakdown of square footage for Kohl's versus Maurice's?
Yes. I show that Maurice's at 5,121 square feet, adjusted area.
And Kohl's is at what?
69,401.
69,401. Okay. Well, that's 5,100 square feet not accounted for.
Quite a bit of asphalt and other stuff that was added into that also, which make a little bit more difference.
Did you have architect fees on this project at all?
Kohl's has three basic footprints that they build throughout the country. So their architectural fees are pretty minimal. They're just cookie cutter type projects. Right now there's three companies, retailers, that are building. Kohl's, Target,
is
and Walmart.
Second?
Pretty much everyone else has shelved their...
This is a separate store here.
What about the
construction? They know how to build them. They build them cheap. Okay. And if they didn't build them cheap right now, they wouldn't be building them.
Right. What about a construction manager? Do you have a construction manager on these projects?
Well, normally it's a... Kohl's has a person on site, but normally they deal with the... They use several contractors throughout the Midwest. They use S.M. Wilson, and it's pretty much same contractors, about two or three that build all their stores in the Midwest.
So basically what we've got here, we've got an argument about whether Maurice's is involved or not.
I don't know if I'm arguing with you. Nope. I'm at a loss. Let's put it that way.
Okay, when you get the fact sheet, and you can kind of look at it as we look at it here, because we're looking at something totally different than what you're looking at, I don't know how we can come to an agreement if you can't see the same thing that we are, so. It's being faxed, isn't it, Mrs. Neely?
Hold on a minute. Let me have somebody run to get it. It's not in my office. It'll take a minute.
Yeah, it's on its way.
All right, let's take a look.
That one should be pretty cut and dry, the Kmart, or at least fax-wise.
070090.
Now, the Kmart evaluation, it was not raised at all for this year. It's exactly the same as last year.
That's correct. We feel that with the economy and the retail issues that are going on everywhere, and the opening of all the new retail and the new development over by Kohl's has shifted the sales per square foot for all of them over at Kmart, and it's lowered the value. As I will explain with the performance of the store.
So you're using the cost approach on this one?
On Kohl's.
No, on Kmart.
Yeah. Income.
You're using the income approach, I'm sorry, on Kmart and the cost approach on...
No, I'm not using the income approach. The board was provided...
Economic obsolescence.
...information with... ...22 listings throughout the Midwest, five in Missouri, which we relied most heavily on, but just to show you that the whole market is pretty much the same, we included all the surrounding states.
Now this one...
I want to show you that these things are pretty consistent these are all listing prices, which we found that the assessors, rather than using 3- and 4-year-old sales, they've been more receptive to the actual listings.
Now this one's only...
The first page, I don't know if you have this in front of you, the first page is a graph showing the retail sales. And thank you. The sales in 1985 were $18,647,000. And in 2008, let's roll it back to 2007. 2007, they dropped down to $15,800,000. And then in 2008, they dropped down to $12,800,000. So we went from $18,700,000 down to $12,800,000, which is over a 30% reduction in the market, which is not unusual now. It's not unusual at all. These people are hanging on by a thread, Kmart and Sears. I'm sure you're aware of that, as a lot of other retailers are. And that is reflected in the listings that we've provided. It's off the internet. I have actual sales, but again, they're 3 and 4 years old. We provided these listings, and the range is from $11 to $43 per square foot selling price. The majority of the stores are in the area of $25 to $38 a square foot, and we're asking for $34 a square foot.
Well, am I looking at the wrong thing here? It looks like it's $28.98 per square foot on this as it stands right now.
On the land and improvements? No, it's $44 a square foot. I'm looking at a market value of $5,414,997.
Right. Now that's, I think we're...
With a base area of 121,756 square feet.
That shows the same.
Which is about 300 square feet higher than what Kmart has. So that is the square footage, 21,000 plus.
James, can you illuminate this for us?
The only argument I have on Kmart stores, and I have discussed these in the past, has Branson been unique to the values that you send in as a sales comparable, and the fact that the land under that store might be worth more than what the structure even on there could reveal. We have that type of market in Branson, Missouri. If there wasn't a Kmart there, highest and best use what should be there. And so I'm not willing to budge on any evidence presented on what the value of that store is worth, because like I say, the land values down here are extreme. We've seen from $8 to $18.95 a square foot sale on lands that's big enough to do anything toward the commercial ventures in Branson, Missouri. Branson is unique in itself, and I believe, uncomparable to other areas.
James, I probably had 10 assessors tell me that same thing in the last month.
They need to come.
That's what the lady in Jeff City tells me, that Jeff City is unique.
Okay. Have you had the chance?
I have the facts if you want to flip-flop back and forth.
Okay, go back and look at your facts. And...
James.
I'm with you.
Square footage, you take the under cost, you take that plus those other figures right below it there.
Do you see the 4104 on that one?
So it doesn't add up to the...
For square foot cost?
Yes, I do.
He's taking
the
land.
I am
shocked that this is on the this is on the parcel that Maurice's is part of, because it is not included in our construction process. This is a real curveball for me.
I don't understand either. Why is this even on this page about Maurice's?
On the same property.
That's what it's mapped to.
Same owner.
Now, did Maurice's receive a separate bill then?
No.
Does your company own Maurice's property also?
I don't know. I'm at a loss. There's nothing in their records that show anything about Maurice's, and it's highly unusual for Kohl's to be a partner with anybody. They're the ones that change the retail industry. They're the ones that stand out by themselves. They're not a retail. They're not a developer. They're certainly not in the leasing business. I can certainly follow up with them today and see what's going on here, but.
Well, that would appear to be the explanation of why that the Kohl's property is higher than what you think it should be, is because it also does include the Maurice's property.
Yeah, that's a big honor.
Why don't you take a look at that? We can arrange, I think, to call back, say, next Thursday when we meet, after you've had a chance to study from the Maurice's point of view, and give us a chance to go more over your data that you've put in. And. All right. Shall we just put this on hold? Is that agreement with the board?
Yeah. Somebody owns that property, and according to the assessor's mapping, it's on Kohl's property. So that's something for them to investigate and get back with us next Thursday.
I will do that as soon as I get off the phone with you.
Will you be in the office Thursday morning?
This Thursday would be better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thursday the
23rd.
23rd. I will be. At what time?
Right before 9.
Just before 9. We're already scheduled, but we start at 9 o'clock. It'll probably be about 10 minutes to 9.
Okay, I have an 8 a.m. dentist appointment. I'll tell him to work fast.
Okay.
So we'll be here.
We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Okay, and we will are we done with Kmart, or are we going to reconvene?
We want to study that one at the same time and compare. So we'll talk about both Thursday.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
We'll be here.
Thank you, Mr. Mason.
Is there anything we can go into right now on this thing?
We're already 15 minutes past due.
Yeah.
We better save it for lunch hour.
Okay. Afterwards. Okay, now we're due to call Robert White.
701.
148. Something forest. We've had those before, haven't we?
That is Andy Como Terrace here in Forsyth.
Oh, okay.
This is Donna Neely with the Cheney County Board of Equalization calling Mr. Robert White. Please give my office a call at 546-7200. Thank you. So hey, if y'all introduce the next one, I'll go tell them what to look for.
Okay. This one's higher, but he's got two parking spaces. And what, two garages?
One garage.
So one garage, 244, and garage 239A.
What would drive that one up, the garage and the parking spaces over anything else that's the been sold in that building?
Yeah.
Other than that, what have these others been running? I've
go to the end one there if you don't care to. Yeah.
Robert White just called our office.
Okay.
So should we call again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you get drop down on the other side there and write the next one down there? Okay, they're all the same right there, aren't they? Huh?
We've got his number here, 546-1933. I think that, is that a 33?
546 what?
Well, yeah. I'm not sure if somebody's writing.
1963?
It could be.
What it looks like.
1933, I can't tell.
I thought it was 32.
Hmm. Yeah, it does look like a 3 after.
We're sorry.
It's not 1963.
Try 1933. Mr. White?
Yes.
Hi, this is the Taney County Board of Equalization calling. We're sorry, we're running a little bit late.
Okay, that's what I presume.
Okay. I'm going to hand you over to Dr. Rose, who is the chairman of the board. And Mr. White, I just want to let you know that this appeal is being recorded and you are also streaming live on the internet.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. White.
Yeah, good morning.
Now, can you kind of explain to us why you are appealing this particular... See, you've been raised...
Yes, I thought it was... the first notice I got was it had increased the assessment by some 89%, and I felt that that was out of line. And that's why I questioned why it should be raised that much.
Okay, James, what that is more than most of the things that we've seen.
Yes. I received a another call from the gentleman in the assessor's office that had been revised. However, I never did get a notice of it. And I'm wondering what we can do about it to get it reduced to some reasonable value.
Well, this shows that you not only have your condo, but also you have two parking spaces, and you have one or two garages.
Two garages. Mm-hmm.
This runs you up automatically above a lot of the others that don't have any.
Yeah, I know that. But that seemed to be an extreme amount.
Your second increase, this is James Strahan, the assessor. Your second increase ended valued your property at
$162,246.
Yes,
that's what I have on what I show on my assessed, my total assessment.
This one is,
150. And you say you called the assessor's office and they were going to adjust that figure?
They said it had been adjusted to the total.
Mr. White, how did you come to get two garages? Some people.
Well, there are a number of them in the complex here with two garages. Some have a double garage. Previous owner had he was a realtor, and I guess he knew how to go about it anyway.
What kind of value do you put on a garage? In other words, how much would you pay for a garage if you didn't have one now? I assume every once in a while they perhaps come up for sale?
Yes. Yeah, I guess they do.
Do you know what they sell for?
I'm not sure. I think in the neighborhood of $4,500, something like that.
Mr. White, getting back, we kind of got off the subject there while you were looking. What figure do you show that the assessor told you that would be adjusted to? Alrighty.
The projected taxes based on the new assessed value and the 2008 levy is $1,596. It says this is an estimate based on the 2008 levy.
Okay. We would need to study the sales and the terrace and the other materials that you've sent in. Do you have anything else to add to it before we do our deliberations here?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. That's all I could come up with at the time.
All right. We will be back. You will receive written notice of the action of the board within the next few days.
Okay, and I want to thank you very much for your consideration.
Thank you. Good morning.
We don't have any evidence of any of these comparable sales that you have here, whether they include garages or not.
No, we
don't. Is there a way of going back and looking
these,
up some
these
of those?
Don't look like comparables if you're just...
We can look up some. The thing that I'm seeing is he's got a pretty good size condo. You'll see that adjusted compared to some of these sales on this list. I think there's just one, maybe 1900 adjusted on this sales list, and that'd be 13 and possibly 12.
Well, that's why we don't have any information to...
We can try to find those two as being...
Would you look up, just to be on the safe side, his building is...
Building 10.
Would you look up number 9, number
4,
number 10,
number 12, and number 13 for sure, those three, and number 4, yeah, 4, 9, 12, and 13. And just kind of see if they own garages and square footage and stuff like that would help us a lot, I think. So, you want to go on to the next one and take this back up?
Sorry, Dean.
Okay, we'll table this one. Discuss it.
Is your name Dean, sir?
No, my name's Dunn.
You want to move to Charles Dunn?
Charles Dunn. Do it 10 o'clock.
You do have one gentleman who's lost, but he's on his way.
Is that Mr. Pater?
I'm assuming so.
Okay, well, this is the 945, so we might go ahead and take it.
Well, let's go ahead and take Mr. Strum.
7-0-0-9-5.
Where are you going to pay that fee?
This podium right here.
Oh. 095. Just give us a second here. We got a mountain of paperwork.
I don't care.
Charles Stump. Okay, now we're talking about... Where is this property, Mr. Stump?
328 Macbeth in Branson.
Tanicomo Acres, that's out by Welks.
It's right off 76 at that... Old dairy used to take a turn and go down the road there at that motel. It's on right off Fall Creek Road.
Okay. Let's see.
And you have a home that is, we show here, 2,669 square foot.
That's probably about right. I don't know.
Two level.
Yeah.
Okay, the microphone is yours. Tell us what your thinking is. And
well, I just think it's too much. The house is in bad condition. I had open heart surgery in 6 years ago. I had open heart surgery, and then I've had a stroke, and I can't work on it. I've let things go to pot, and I haven't got the money to fix it up. And if a guy comes in, it's not worth what you guys want to do. And I don't know when the last time I'm having a hard time talking because I just had this stroke.
Just take your time. Then
I don't know when the last time you appraised it, but it seemed like to me it went up an awful lot in that length of time. It went up almost a third or half or something.
You paid just $50,000 for it back in 1988?
Yeah.
Some pictures?
These are some pictures that you can... I took it. It's just deteriorating, and I can't fix it.
So you feel it's worth about 120 now?
I doubt if it's worth that much, but I'd be satisfied with that.
Do you have a view of the lake? Is this out on the lake? Do you have a view of the lake?
Of what lake?
Lake?
No.
Lake Tanicomo?
No. I live at right on Saldick, right up the second house on the left. And that's just part of them. The guy came in and put a roof on for me, put a partial roof on me, and he put a green roof on my red one. I didn't know it. You know, I had a leak, and it just...
You know where the USA Realty that had the sign on the top of the roof?
Yeah, and then you just turn left there. Yeah.
Live right on the corner. Yeah. Live salty.
You don't live on the lake side.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
we actually valued his land. We didn't change the value of your house. It was the land increase that hit him. And by looking at that land, we may have messed up by valuing that back chunk that I don't know that you can do much with, as you can see that cursor's on it. We valued his. He's got a long front footage on the main road, as you can see there, which has the appearances of being a value of probably two lots, because one of them's a corner. So we could have a problem with increasing his land as we did.
You know, I've always been satisfied with you guys. I've never complained. I've over talked to him a couple of times, griping a bit, but never did do any good.
$54,000 seems like
quite a bit. He's treated me right, and you guys have always treated me right.
Looks like the house next door's got a driveway going back onto your property.
Well, it... Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
They dump leaves and limbs back there on your
side. Well, I ain't got White River, I got the other one.
Empire.
And they come up through there with their lines, they come.
Could I ask Jim to punch on that house and try to break it down in its land value? That's a pretty nice sized lot. I'd make a recommendation to this board to lower his land value to the $42,500. That being slight because it's a corner lot.
$42,500.
So that's a $12,000 drop?
Yes.
What about the improvements? Do you think they're worth $86,000?
I haven't seen his photos. I don't know.
Here, you need to look at the photos.
The improvements I made on it was, I put siding on it about 6-7 years ago. And I have done nothing inside the house. My carpet's 10 years old. And I just ain't got the money to hire anybody. I'm on Social Security and everything, like probably half of you guys might be. I haven't got the money to fix it. I had a guy come in and do a ceiling on my kitchen because it was rough and it was about as bad when he left as it was, and he charged me $400.
So. I know in
electrical.
In years past, we made an adjustment on a house that had some siding damage. I don't know whether you guys remember that or not, but when we looked at the structure and we went back and looked at the damage on the siding, we made a improvement adjustment because it was the whole house was going to have to be re-sided. I'd like to take that into consideration in this case.
I'd like to make a recommendation to drop the depreciation to 70% on the house.
What would that bring the new valuation to, Jim?
Now that's the pictures you got are not even half of the stuff that I could have took and brought over here. But
can we keep those for file?
Yeah. It needs washed down. It's green. It's turning green on me. So it needs washed down and stuff like that.
Well, let's go ahead and make the land.
We're just trying to make an adjustment around to give us a figure.
Let's do the land at the 42.5 and then make the 70% adjustment on the improvement. Isn't that what you're asking?
Yes.
I make a motion that we do the land adjustment to 42.5.
That'll bring the total to 120.190.
And he'd asked for 120, so it's very close. To 120, 190.
Well, a real estate man told me it'd take about $40,000 to bring it up to where it would be.
Well, this brings it within $190 of what you requested.
I'm happy with that.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second. He just did the land, didn't you?
I did the land.
And 70% reduction that James recommended.
Well, why don't we just make the motion to be the 120?
That's fine. I withdraw my motion, and you go ahead and make that, Dave.
We're going to have two motions.
Right.
You know, I make a motion that the value on BOE number
070095
be lowered to $120,000.
Second.
Even it out. All in favor say aye.
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 Can you make the split and show it the way we did and make it come out to that? I mean, that's important that we do that in case we have comparables.
Dave, did you say 120?
120,000.
He just made it 120,000 even.
If they can adjust it however they need to or something, even if it's a, I guess even if it's within a few dollars of that when you come out, well, I know it's hard to make it exact.
Dave?
Yes.
On your motion, and the reason I was wanting to do that is because if we have comparables on property, so I thought he might make the two splits, and they can do that in their office.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay,
so that if we're looking back at something.
Well, we had never done that before, and that's why I wasn't
right.
Sure. So.
Done deal.
Okay.
Well, thank you, guys. I thought I was really going to get it when I come in here, and I'm pleasantly surprised.
Thank you, Jeff. Can we get a vote?
Yeah, we had a vote 4-0.
Did you get the second, Donna? I did not.
I have a second. That's Chuck.
I did, Chuck.
So I missed the vote completely.
I did, too.
Yeah, I didn't hear the vote.
Aye.
Aye. 4-0.
4-0. See, are you Mr. Pater?
I'm Mr. Pater.
Okay. Would you please take over and let's see now what your number was.
Thank you, gentlemen. I apologize for being late. I got mixed up on my towns. So I own a piece of property.
Just a second, would you please?
Okay.
We need to. Okay. Okay. Please state your case.
Okay. My name is Dean Herman Pater. And I own a piece of property out at Emerald Hills. It's in Phase 9. The property number is 18-7-036-02-01-0004-0000. The assessment on the property had a 50% increase from $10,640 to $15,200. And my concern is mainly in regards to...
We're not on the right page here or something.
The 10,640 agrees with ours, but it shows the assess is 14,290. You show 15 something?
He was showing last year it was 10,640. This year it's 14,290. He was stating last year's. He was trying to finish the statement there, I believe. It went up from 10,640
This is not the same figure, James, as yours. This shows it was raised to 15.2. This shows 14.290.
It's a vacant lot, and we give it the 6% countywide after that report went out. We've actually got your value at $75,200, just what you've asked for. If I understand, I'll explain.
Okay.
You say you've already reduced it?
Looking at his paper, he's asking for
$75,000.
We've got it on for
$75,000. Right. Now, when I received this and I called here and I got the information in regards to filling out an application, I contacted Emerald Point and they said that the property is out there had decreased approximately 25%. Okay. I had purchased the property in 2003 for $109,000. Okay. Yeah. Gentlemen, that probably is not the worst mistake I ever made in my life, but it sure ties for second. Okay. And
you might have a fight with several people we've heard from out there before.
I understand. Anyway, when I filled out this sheet, then I based that market value upon their 25% reduction. Okay. So I said the property was worth approximately $75,000 market value. Okay. Since then, I've contacted a realtor and asked him to do some research for me. Okay. This past year, two lots have sold in the Emerald Point area that did not belong to Emerald Point. In other words, a private person. Okay. One lot sold for $15,000, and one lot sold for $18,000. Okay. Now, there's also eight homes out there that are for sale. And this past year, two of those eight homes have sold. And in both cases, the builders themselves have lost over $100,000 on each of the house. That's based on their cost, not on the, quote, market value of the house. Okay? So my concern is, first of all, I got a 50% increase in a down economy area. I probably wouldn't be here if there hadn't been an increase in the assessment. But based upon what I've done for research, I would very much like that 50% increase looked at. Typically, in the property that I own in Kansas, if I receive a 3 or a 4 or 5% increase on an annual basis, it's pretty standard. But I have never received a 50% increase on a piece of vacant property. Now, I also have a picture of the property. And if you're interested in seeing that, I would show that to
you. That's your property that's triangular in shape?
Right. It's a triangular shape. Piece of property in phase 9. Okay. When I bought it, I was told that I had, quote, Lakeview property, and you have to stand on a hill in order to see the lake from, you cannot see the lake from my piece of property. You have to be on the other side of the street and up on the hill a little further in order to see it. But, you know.
You bought it sight unseen then?
I actually bought the piece of property the year of 2003. And if you go back and you look at the economy in the year of 2003, my 401k was about 50% of what it had been. And so I bought the property literally to just store some money into it. And hoping that at some point in time it would be an investment. Okay. Now, I've been coming to Branson since 1975, so I've seen the growth and all the wonderful things that have happened down here. And, you know, looking at this, I'm saying, hey, probably within the next 5 to 10 years, this will end up being a nice piece of property for me. And I think it still will be at some point in time. We just happen to be in a poor economic situation right now. And that's to some extent why I cannot understand quite the increase, because everybody knows their property is decreasing in value. Now, if I may, I could show you this picture that I took, and this was taken in November. That's looking towards the lake. Now, if you look at that picture, you'll notice that there's some rock right towards the bottom of the picture. That's what the road is. The only way we could get there was in a four-wheel drive.
This a lot that you paid $109,000 for?
That's right.
Didn't even have a paved street?
Does not have a paved street.
Still does not?
Still does not. Did not have an access road to it until last November. Last November was the first time that I was ever able to drive to it. The old saying, there's a sucker born every minute, right?
What about the other utilities? Are they into that property?
They were putting, actually when we were down here last July, we generally come down three times a year. When we were down last July, one of the reasons that we couldn't get to the piece of property at that time is because they were putting the water and sewer into the area. Okay. Now, my assumption is by this time that it would be into the lot. Now, there's also, I shouldn't say into the lot, into the street, because there's a subcharge to bring it into the lot. But my concern is this, gentlemen, it's the 50% increase that I'm concerned about. I'm not actually concerned about the original value estimate on the piece of property. I talked to the realtor this morning, asked him if he would relist it for me, because I've had it listed for 3 years. Asked him if he would relist it for me, and he said he wasn't interested. So it's a pretty valuable piece of property.
I'm a little bit confused myself, in the sense that I see where it's the appraised land value has been lowered from $110,000 down to $75,000, and yet there was a big jump this last year. Was it that far off before, James?
It probably was, but if you look at the paper I give you, the reason it was raised is we've got
in the same block in November of 2008, 30 days from appraisal date for taxation purposes. We've got a lot sold for 119.9, one sold for 95, and you drop on down, you'll see a 96.9 in June of 08, September of 08, 99.09, 94.09, all in the same block.
Right.
No.
These are properties that are owned by the developer, okay? And these are people that went out and heard the same story that I heard when I went out there, okay? Branson's growing. It's a good investment for everybody to come into town. We're putting in a new airport. We're putting in the new landing. We're putting in this and we're putting in that. We're building houses out here, which they are in phase three and four, okay? And in fact, when I was here in November, they had started a house in phase eight. And it just happened that the builder and the owner were there, okay? And that owner said that the reason he was building that house is because he needed to move that piece of property and he couldn't sell it as a vacant piece of land. So he and the builder went into a combined investment and put it up as a spec.
Now, is this... Can you move the around some of those adjoining lots a little bit there?
They're all assessed right about the same.
They're all the same.
They're all the
exactly
same.
Exactly the same. Yes, the problem that we have is as a Board of Equalization, they don't charge us with saying is something fair. I recognize it won't bring it, but are you being treated equally with the people around you? There's no question, I don't think, in any of our minds that the next time the evaluation comes about in 2011, these property values are going to definitely go down as far as the assessed values are concerned. But we have to go back on this data here. Now, you said there were two lots that had been sold.
One piece of property was sold in phase nine that was owned other than the developer. There had been a number of pieces of property sold by the developer.
Yeah.
Okay, but only one other piece of property in phase nine had been sold.
If you look right below the 94.9, you'll see an 18,000.
Right.
We
right.
consider that nowhere close to arm length transaction because it's the only one of that.
Right.
That's the one you're probably talking about.
That's right. Fact. That's the only piece of property that's been sold out there by a private individual.
And that was in June of 2009.
Right.
That's just a month ago it sold for, you know.
Right.
Yeah, see, we've got to set these things as of January 2009.
I understand. Yeah. Like I said, my concern is not the value when you had it at 10,000. I felt that was a fair valuation. Now, I didn't understand, you know, I live in Kansas, so the valuation things are a little bit different in Kansas. But, you know, I felt that was a fair assessment with this speculation or this concern.
You may have, in defense someone of James, you may have heard or in the news that the state has withheld some $700,000 from us because they say that they have assessed property too low, and therefore they're refusing to pay our operational costs to the assessor's office. And so there's had to be some raises this year. Personally, mine went up 42% on a 35-year-old condo. And that's just part of the game. I know, but I'm unhappy, but I know why it is there.
And, you know, I guess I understand that everybody right now is hurting in regards to the economy and, you know, and so forth. The only thing I'm saying is, come on, folks, not a 50%. You know, give me an increase that I feel is a fair increase or whatever, but not a 50% increase.
But the percent is irrelevant.
No, it's not.
It's the market value.
Okay.
And if the market value went up 10% to this figure or if it went up 50% to this figure, you know, it just reflects on what the value was, how much lower that it was than market value in the past.
Okay.
So the percentage, I know everyone comes in talking about percentage, but it's still within the market range right here, the value it's at, of the comparables that we have to go by. And so that means that, you know, based on what other people are paying, they're paying that much or more for some of these lots in the same area.
Yeah.
And that's all that we can base it on is facts.
I understand.
And we don't base it on percentage, and you know, we have to base it on facts.
Then I guess I would ask this. Base it on the fact that two private pieces of property have sold for $18,000 and $15,000.
Okay. Well, but again, when we're trying to take comparables, we can't take the very lowest one. I mean, there's some reason why that sold for $18,000. That's not a market trend. That's one lot. We've got 10 or 15 lots that sold in the same price as yours or higher. And, you know, you have to take the whole trend, not just because one lot.
Yeah.
So if we took that, you mean we should get lower every lot up there to 18,000, you know?
No, I agree with that.
You know, we can't take an $18,000 lot in consideration whatsoever. Yeah.
I would ask if he had any other evidence other than what's presented, and we'll go ahead and consider it.
Yeah.
Okay, we will.
We understand your concern. Yes. Hill,
yeah.
But
we've had several out there now. We got, as I recall, all the others out there have been denied because of the same thing, isn't it?
There was one up that had a power line across that from the very front. The whole lot was under a parallel power line.
We adjusted that one.
We adjusted it.
The rest of them, all the appeals from out there have been denied this year. You want any further discussion? Or?
I'd be very happy with a 30% increase, gentlemen, if you would consider that.
This might be one that we have to. Normally, what we do is we wait until after we've heard all the evidence all the day, and then we vote in the afternoon as to what's going on, and then you'd be notified. I can't promise you anything at all. We will. It will be considered, and your request will be considered.
Okay.
There's no question we haven't commiserated with almost everybody who's been before this board.
Yeah.
We recognize they're hurting and they're having problems.
Well, I don't know how many of them have been before your board that have been with the Emerald Point facility, but
several.
You know, it's unfortunate, and I guess somebody probably has to lead this situation, but there needs to be a civil suit against that organization.
They're having the same problem across town, that the people are not being, in a sense, let in. There are signs up, but nobody can see them. And they will not sell anything except their own lots, not anybody for resale.
That's right. It's exactly the situation here.
So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in, and we will.
Again, I apologize for getting lost. For some reason or other, I thought your facility was located in Hollister until I looked on my letter and I saw Forsyth, and I thought, oh, man, that's out there a ways. So I come in from Kimberling City this morning. So.
Oh.
But thank you very much for your time.
You have a place over Kimberling City, too?
We just rent there in the summertime.
Oh.
But I do have a timeshare down in next to the landing or close to the landing area. That also belongs to Gary Sneed.
Which one are you in down there? Rourke?
Yeah, Rourke. Yeah. Have a timeshare there, and we've been very pleased with that. That's one of the reasons why I did business with him. You know, we've been extremely pleased with that. They do a fantastic job with their people. But
thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, Robert Weiss was what number?
Well, I
don't
know if James had gotten information yet.
Yes, he got the information. Mr. Weiss' condo runs 1,900 square feet, and value of those comparables run from
070148.
We got one 1,500 square foot condo. We've got a 1,293. 1,293 and 1,204 is what you asked for.
All right. I actually didn't know there was any of them down there that was 1,900.
Yeah, there's four.
Is it?
Yeah, on the corners. He's just extremely larger condo.
Yeah. Well, I'm not arguing it. I just wanted to make sure we was comparing apples to apples.
That's what my office could find off of the information we had here.
So four units on the corners of the condos as 1900s or?
They was comparing to the, and they're not on the same location. I understand some of those big 1900s are in the original buildings. There's, I understand four of those, I think they're calling them four bedrooms. But they're just extremely large compared to the rest of the condos.
Well, that's...
On the request that was just made, if we would go back to that so we can move on. You know, we're falling farther and farther behind, but not making the decision.
Well, let's just take one more minute and then we'll do it. The feeling I get on this one is that nothing is coming at 162, 246 in the sales, but 140 to 150.
Yeah, but they're all littler, 400 foot less condos.
No, you said that these top two.
Right there they
you
are.
Mean not one of the big ones has been sold in the last 2 years?
No, just you got to take the square footage times the big ones if you don't have no sales in there.
But this one that sold for 151?
Is 1,500 foot, not 19.
And one sold, as it was the same as 104?
Yeah, 1,200 foot.
Where does this break down as to how much 12, 15, and 19? On the sales, it doesn't show as far as I know.
Right here. That's what I asked him to go get. That's these sheets here. Here's a 1,500 square foot that's assessed at $111,000.
Okay.
Here's a 1,200 square foot for $98,000. Here's a 1,293 for $115,000. It's assessed higher than the 1,500 square foot, but it does have two garages. And here's another 1,300 square foot.
Where's the one with two garages?
Right here.
That's 1,293. 19.
It's almost 700 foot bigger, the one Mr. White brought in.
Okay. But it's also about 10,000 assessed value.
Well, at $40 a square foot.
That would be about what? $100,000 difference?
$28,000 more. Than that one, so it'd be about 140 something thousand.
115 as opposed to 162. Well, do we need to come back to this one then so we don't fill any further behind? I don't feel I'm comparing exactly apples and apples quite. Maybe I should be.
Well, if you take the difference in square foot times $40 a square foot, it would be roughly $28,000, and add that to what this other one's assessed at here, that'd bring it up to $145,000 roughly, that's what he's asking.
That's the appraised.
He's saying it. He thinks his opinion is $145,000. So, I don't know. I'm just...
That's $145,000, so that's $30,000 more than this one.
Yeah.
I'm inclined to think, you know, it should be like somewhere maybe 150 more than the others, but 162 just seems to me to be out of the line. Am I the only one that feels that way? Jim, you're sticking with your 162?
Yeah, because I think one of them that you're looking there as a comparable is one you made an adjustment on. I believe that to be the case on the 1,500-foot condo, Dave, is one that was provided some kind of information that you guys made an adjustment on earlier on.
So would this be before or after the adjustment?
That's
can
after
we bring up
the adjustment?
No, it was no garage on that one.
Mr. Mason, is there a Mason there?
Yeah.
You heard him on the first day.
Yeah, he's got no garage.
Right.
And he's 1,500 square foot.
And it was an older, and he.
And it's assessed at 111.
Right.
And there's another one. Let's see. I was going on the one with two garages, which was 1,300 square foot. But we're showing $40 a square foot on most of them. And I'm just saying $40 a square foot on 700 more square foot than this 1,300, or actually 600 square foot. And added to that amount would bring it to about $145,000, and that's what he's saying he's willing to.
And Dave, would you be willing to do this? Would you be willing to look and add the two garages, which he said was $4,500 apiece? Because the first one didn't have a garage.
Well, the one I'm comparing to here does have.
Okay.
It has two garages. It's 1,300 square feet. His is 19. So there's 600 square foot difference. The garages are the same. Times $40 a square foot is $24,000 added to this. 115 is 140,000. He, you know, and given a corner unit a little bit more or whatever, I mean, on square footage, but still 145 would be compared to this one. I mean, if you're comparing actual square footage times the amount we got here, it brings it in line.
Which one is that, Dave, so I can see when it's sold, whether it's sold in 08 or...
Ankrom, A-N-K-R-O-M.
Give me a unit.
Unit 236, Building 9.
Building 9. It sold for $140 in 08.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
that 100. That's the one next to the bottom on the comparable register.
I make a motion we go for 145. That's what your recommendation was, wasn't it, Dave? Isn't that what he asked for?
Uh-huh. I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 4-0.
$145,000.
And then let's go back to that, Dr. Rose, if you don't care to, the one that we just scanned that had everybody's the same that was around him in the Emerald Point area. Okay. I don't know how we can make any adjustments. I make a motion for denial because everybody else that's in that complete circle square, it was the same. I mean, if we had any way to, I feel sorry that that's set up like it is out there, but I don't think it's any anything to do with this Board of Equalization. I mean,
based on the fact that there's no roads into it or anything, I mean, that seems extremely high, but all the other lots that are in that same area, what do we have lots that have a road to? What are some of those? I mean, if
they're not, they're on the other side. There's no paved roads on that side. And my only suggestion is all these current sales was without the same road that he...
They're in that same area?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. Every one of them all the way down.
Paid $109,000 for it, too, back in 2003.
Yeah.
Well, in staying with trying to equalize, even though equal may be too high on all of them, I'd have to say that at this point we'd have to, so I'll second to denial.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed on this one? I'm really cogitating because I let's put it on Jim. I'm going to say nay. So in other words, there's no action taken right now.
Till Jim gets back.
Till he gets back. I'm not comfortable with it. Either way, I'm not comfortable with it.
Well, me neither.
I tell you, I had a little extra time on my hands Saturday, I guess it was. I was out by the new one, the Payne Stewart, and got permission to drive through, identified myself, and said we've been getting a lot of cases. And here are these hand signs up, and they will not let... There was no agent will take it because they won't let them get in there because they want to sell their own lots. If they're in there with somebody else and happen to see a phone number, they could call. Some of these ones that we turned down, you know, the one fellow had three, I'm sure I saw his, but here were three identical signs right beside the road. Okay, what's our next phone?
070096.
Now, have we not lowered most of the promenades of this square footage down to the sale price of 129?
Whatever they say, that some of them sold for more than 129.
Okay, this one sold for 129.
That's fine.
I think we've kind of been going along with that trend on those, hadn't we?
Yes, sir.
Cheney County Board of Equalization.
Okay, I was waiting for your call.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, ma'am, this is being recorded and you are streaming live on the internet. We're showing an appraised value set by the assessor at $143,000 and $143,006. And Bob Rose is our chairperson, and he'll be leading the meeting this morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're requesting that the value be turned back to what you paid for it, is that it?
Or less, because we would certainly take less for it with the market conditions as they've been, and it has been on the market for over a year, and nothing is happening there at Grass and Landing, according to... Tiffany,
they're HCW. Make your recommendation, James.
I make a recommendation to put it on at the sale price of $129,900.
All right.
I've done in the past.
I move to accept the assessor's recommendation of $129,000.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Your evaluation will be lowered. The appraised price will be lowered to $129,900. We can't go back beyond that, but we will erase everything else. Is that acceptable?
And that is, if that's as low as you will go, it's acceptable, but, you know, I don't even think we can get what we paid for it since the market value has dropped, what, 25-30% since this went on the market, probably.
Some have and some haven't. There have been other sales down there that were still very high, and... What we've been trying to
did
do
you
is...
Notice the, I'm sorry. Did you notice the square footage of the property we're speaking about here?
This is one of those little studio.
Right. We're talking 385 to 410 square feet.
We have, ma'am, we have had others in that same square footage type of unit just like yours, and we have lowered those to the $129,900. So we're trying to stay consistent and make everyone as equal as possible, and that's why we're willing to go along on yours like that, because that's pretty well the value we put on the others of that same exact type.
I see. Since we would take less, I was hoping for less. But if that's as low as you'll go, then that is better. And
see, we have to go back.
We've got other property on the market in Jackson County, and they did reappraise it. I mean, it was appraised at a more realistic, you know, amount.
See, we have to also appraise as a basis using January 1st, 2009, which means that we can't consider anything that's happened in the last 6 months. Now, by the time it's reassessed the next time, in a year and a half, these are probably going to go down definitely. But right now, we have to go back to the January 1st and base our best judgment on that. So.
Right. It is, you know, it's kind of a hardship when you're, of course, we have a loan on it. Mm-hmm. It goes up $500 because of the escrow amount for the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but this does lower it from 143,000 appraised down to 129,000.
And so, what will the amount of? Will it be what is that? 32% of that amount? Or is that what we're saying?
Something like that. You will receive a written notice of the action of the board and what the actual taxes and everything will be on over the next few days.
Okay. Are you saying that this is pretty? What
do
I want to say? You said equal as far as others
at this. Yeah, we've had several people.
I know some of them.
They're not going to get any more. I don't think with a lawyer. There've been some have been represented by lawyers, but I don't think that's going to make it. In fact, they may be off. They may have some problem because they signed a contract to pay a minimum to a lawyer.
Well, that's what we received the letter, and I thought, well, this does not make any sense to me. You know, if we're going to do things fairly and squarely, you know, to have to pay almost the amount you're going to make up here in the lowering of the value.
Or less. Is it? But yours, you don't have to pay a lawyer.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, Dennis.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
I guess maybe you need to call for a recess.
Yeah, because we don't have a forum. You want to call for a recess?
I guess we don't have a quorum.
You guys are demanding a lot out of a cup of coffee is what the deal is.
Yeah.
You're demanding.